You're up to the Nun Dalid Amid Beis, can the top on the two dots. That the Mishnah said, V'yein Moisifin Al Memchet. You never have more than 48 times you blow the shofar in one day. And the Gemara said, that comes out on Erev Shabbos, that comes out on Sukkos. For the Gemara V'loi, is it true you never have more? V'yikah Erev HaPesach, Shechal Liyas B'Shabbos. You have a case that Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Now since it comes out on Shabbos, for regular Shabbos itself, you have 30 tkiyas. You have 3 for the psichas of the shorim. Then you have from the 2 tamidim, another 18 is 21. Then you have another 9 for the musaf of Shabbos. So that's 30. Now being Erev Pesach, you brought the Korban Pesach, you have another few times. That according to the Rabbanan Shita before, there were 3 different katim, and each kat had 9 times you blew the shofar. So that was another 27, which would be 57 altogether. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that the first 2 katim were full, it was 9 and 9 was 18, and the third cast was only 3, so I'll call upon and you have another 21, which will make it to be 51 times. So that's the Gemara's kasha. That either Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that they say when on Erev Pesach, there's 3 different katim, 3 different categories of people came in, and he holds the third time. He only said hallow once, so the third time was only 1 tkiya of a set of 3. Mashenkin, the first two katim, had 9, so chamishim v'chod, you have the regular 30 of a regular Shabbos, and you have another 21 because of the Korban Pesach. Ile Rabbonin, that holds all 3 katim had 9, so that's another 27, so you have 30 from Shabbos and 27 from Erev Pesach. Is chamishim v'sheva, there should be 57 tkiyas. So why does our Mishnah say the most you have is only 48? So Gemara says, ki ketoni midi di'isa b'chol shana. The Mishnah means something that has to happen at least once a year. It happens every single year though. But Erev Pesach shechal liyos b'shabbos, de'leisa b'chol shana b'shana. It doesn't happen every single year. It could happen once in a while, but not every single year, like ketoni. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say that case of 51 or 57, but rather says something that happens at least once every single year. Read the Gemara, no, even that also doesn't happen once every single year. Erev Shabbos Shebatecha Chag Mi'isa B'chol Shana. Does it happen that every single year you have this case of Erev Shabbos Friday that comes down in the middle of Sukkot, that you have your 48 kiyas? Zimnin D'lei Meshkachas Lei. Sometimes you won't have it. Ve'echi Domi, how is the case that you're not going to have it? Kigoin in a case Shechal Yom Tif Rishon B'Erev Shabbos, when the first day Sukkot comes down on Friday. The first day Sukkot is on Friday. So when it comes out, the first day Sukkot on Friday, since it's a Yom Tif, so Rashi says, on a Yom Tif, you don't have the 3 tkiyas for the simchas of the mayim, of the nisach hamayim, because they didn't fetch water for the first day of Sukkot. So therefore, on the first day Yom Tif, you don't have the 3 tkiyas for that, so then you don't have 48. You don't have your Friday that comes out on Sukkot, because if the first day Yom Tif is on Friday, you don't have 48, you only have 45. So my answer is, that ki mikliin Yom Tov Rishon Be'erev Shabbos Midche Dachinun Lei. No, like it never really happens that Friday is the first day Yom Tov. If it should come out that year Friday, the Rabbonim that are kaveh the calendar make sure that Elul is an extra day to it. So therefore, it comes out they're going to push off the first day Sukkot to be on Shabbos. So you never have that the first day Sukkot comes out on Friday. So Friday comes out in the middle of Sukkot. Therefore, every single year the Friday of Sukkot, you're always going to have 48 kiyas. Verse says, now my time, what's the reason why should the Rabbanan push off that the first day Sukkot should not come out on Friday? So Marin says, Kivun diikla yom tevarishan, shechag liyas b'erev Shabbos, because when the first day Sukkot comes out on Friday, yom ha-kippur emes hevei, when does yom kippur come out that year? B'chad b'Shabbos, it comes out on a Sunday. Hilkach dachinun lei, therefore we push it off. We do not want the ikur that Yom Kippur should come out on a Sunday right after Shabbos. Like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi brings down 2 reasons, either Mishum Yaki, Mishum Asya, we'll see in the Gemara there. Either we're afraid that the yirokas, the vegetables you picked off already, can't stay that fresh, so if they pick them off on Friday, they're not going to be able to stay fresh over Shabbos, and then Sunday you can eat because it's Yom Kippur. So made a takorna to push off Yom Kippur should never come out right after Shabbos. For the Gemara, is this true? We push off that Yom Kippur does not come out right after Shabbos. Is it true? For your Tanan, we learned like this. Chel Be Shabbos, Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. If you have a Korban HaTamid or Musaf that was brought on Shabbos and you didn't burn it on its day, you're allowed to burn it the next day in Yom Kippur. The Yomer Rav Zera, Ki Avinim Be Rabba Bovel, when we saw Rav that came from Bovel, have a Yomer, he said like this, Ho De Tanya, that's what we learned, that Yom HaKippurim Shechal Lios Erev Shabbos, that Yom Kippur could come out sometimes on Friday. And when it comes out on Friday, Loi Ho Yo Toikin, they did not make the tkiyas like we do in a regular Erev Shabbos. We blow six times, three to stop them from doing work. Hence, Rila Habdu Ben Kodesh Lechol. We don't do that on Yom Kippur. Over Moitzoy Shabbos. Let's say Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, comes out, starts on Moitzoy Shabbos. So, Hoyim Avdilin. We did not make Havdalah. Divrei HaKolhi. This goes according to everybody. But Koponim, you see from here, it's possible that Yom Kippur does come out on Sunday. Because we're saying when Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, according to everybody, you did not make Havdalah. Even though on a regular Yom Tov when it comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, we make Havdol and we say Amavdu be Kiddush le Kiddush. But when Yom Kippur comes out, then we do not make a Kiddush. And the Gemara says, Ki Solis Lohosim, when they went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel the Rabbi Yehuda, Breda Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, he met Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the Yosef was sitting with Korma and he said, Rabbi Akiva, no, that you said you don't make Havdol, that goes according to Rabbi Akiva. But I call upon him, we see clearly that Yom Kippur could come out on Sunday. So how are you answering us? That the reason why the Mishnah says 48, because you'll always have a Friday joint Sukkot, it's not a Yom Tov. No, it's not true. Since Yom Kippur could come out on Sunday, so in such a year, first day Sukkot comes out on Friday, so in such a case, you're not going to have 48 tkiyas that day. So the Gemara answers, Lekashe, there's no question here. I'll tell you the Takat Samachlekes Tanoyim, if they push off Yom Kippur that comes out on Sunday, did they push it off to Monday? Ho Rabbonin, ho Acherim. It's like a machlokes between the Rabbonin and the Acherim. The Tanya would write like this. Acherim Oimrim. The Acherim say, you never change around the months. If Yom Kippur should come out on Sunday, we let it come out on Sunday. And according to the Acherim and Echnami, first day Sukkot could come out on Friday, so our Mishnah does not go according to the Acherim. Because the Acherim say, Ein Bein Aseres Aseres. There's no difference between this year's Shavuos and next year's Shavuos, or else V'ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. There's no difference between this year Rosh Hashanah and the next year Rosh Hashanah. Ela Arbo Yomim Bavad. Ela Arbo Yomim Bavad. Only 4 days. In other words, if this year Rosh Hashanah came out on Sunday, the next year it's going to come out on a Thursday. V'yem Hoyis Hashanah Muberet. Let's say it was an Ibra year. You had to have another month added. Chamisha, there'll be 5 days different. But that's all. In other words, we never push off and make the calendar, change the calendar for any purpose. That's the Acherim Shita. But according to the Rabbonin, which we do push off months sometimes for Tzarech, therefore Yom Kippur never comes out on Sunday, so you never have the first day Sukkot coming out on Friday. For the Gemara now, Meisva, you have a Kasha. The Rashi learned this is a Kasha on the Gemara we had before, on the Rebbe Acha. But the Rebbe Acha before said a Chiddush, that every time you bring two Musafim, there are two Shiurim, and you have two sets of tkiyas. You have to, let's say Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos. You have to blow 9 tkiyas to cover the Musaf of Shabbos, and 9 tkiyas to cover the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That was his Chodesh. Now we're soon going to see, we slug him up, we don't hold like him. Neisva, you have a kash on Yerub Acha. It says a din, Rosh Chodesh shechal liyos b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, shir shel Rosh Chodesh doiche shir shel Shabbos. So you have two Musaf now. You have Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Musaf of Shabbos, and each one has its own shir. Which shir does Levim sing? They sing the shir Shir Rosh Chodesh, and they push away the one Shir Shabbos. So, V'yisa, but behold, like Rabbi Acha, that when you have two Musafim, you have two times Tkiya Shefa, which means you have two sets of shirim, of shir, Lema the Shabbos, Lema the Rosh Chodesh. What's Shver? Say both shirim. Say Mizma Shiliyam Shabbos, Lekavod Rosh Shabbos, Shabbos, Lekavod Shabbos. And say Borchinashi Lekovid a Rosh Chodesh. And here it says you have to push it off. Mash Matakam, that we did not hold like a Bacha. And when you have two Musafim, you only say one Shir and not two Shirs. So my answer is maybe it's not a Kasha from here. Amir Safra, my Doicha, you know what it means you push off? Doicha Lekadim means that you say Shal Rosh Chodesh first. Avad, you still say Shal Shabbos. Just you say Shal Rosh Chodesh first. For the more of Yamai, why is that true? The klali is todir ushena todir todir kaidim. When something comes more often, we always do that first. So Shabbos comes more often than Rosh Chodesh. You should sing the Shir Shal Shabbos first. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon answers, This was a special takono that the people should know, even though they didn't see the levon of the chidusha, they should realize that Dezim was mekadesh to Rosh Chodesh, and today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So today people should realize this to make a heker. They made a special halacha that always sing the Shia Shor Rosh Chodesh first, even when it comes out on Shabbos. For the Gemara of Ahaya Kerei Ravdinan, this is the heker. This what we do to realize that today is Rosh Chodesh. There's another type of the heker, another type of something special we do to realize today is Rosh Chodesh. The Tanya went out like this: when after they brought the carbon atomid in the morning, they made the shchita, then they skinned it, they took out the chalofim, the fats that has to be burned on top of the mizbech, and the kanan used to carry it up the plank of the mizbech, but used to stop, used to put it down on the kevish. And then they would go and say Krishna, and then they would come back and carry it back up to the top of the Mizbech. So where did they leave it? At what point of the kevis, of the plank going up the Mizbech, did they leave it? So it says, Nitonin mechatsi kevis lomata, on the bottom half of the kevis. In other words, the kevis was 32 amis long. So on the bottom half of it, the Mizrach, on the east side of it, Vishel Musafim, when you had a Korban Musaf of a Shabbos or of a Yom Tiv, is Nitonin Mechatzi kevus lomata b'marav. They used to leave the emurim, the fats, on the bottom portion of the kevus, on the marav, on the west side. What about v'shel Rosh Chodesh? When it came out on Rosh Chodesh, the special musaf he brought for Rosh Chodesh, where did they leave the fats, the emurim? Nitonim tachas karkov hamizbech, that was right underneath on the kevus, but on the top of portion, right below the karkov, the soviet that went around the mizbech. Ulamato, a little bit below that, which was on the upper portion of the kevish. Now the question is, how come special for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh that we leave the chalev all the way up, so high up? The Yom Rabbi Yechanan, the reason is, later that we should know, Shehukfar Rosh Chodesh Bizmanai, that the Taka will convey a Rosh Chodesh at the right time. So they made a special hekka, people would look up on top of the kevish on the plank and see that the meat, the chalev there, is so high up, they'll not raise Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says, no, Kasha, Trei Heker Rav Dinan. It's like the truth, there are two different Hekerim we made here. The Chazi Hai Chazi, the Chazi Bahai Chazi. Some people will see this Heker to see which Shir, which one they sang first. At first they sang the Shir Shor Rosh Chodesh, and then they sang the Shir Shor Shabbos. And some people saw this Heker, that where they put the Emurim of the Keves, of the Korban Musaf, all the way on top of the Keves, that people would see it. So Kitzur, there were two different Hekerim to realize today is Rosh Chodesh. But there's no Tiyufta could be on your Bacha so far. Moshe says, Meitzvi, I have another Kasha on you. Did Tony Rava Bar Shmuel? Rava Bar Shmuel learned like this. Yochol, I would think, Kishem Shetoykin al Shabbos, Bifnei Atzmai, the same way on a regular Shabbos, they used to have the special Tkiyas for the Karbonis, for the Tomech Shachar, and the Karbon Musav, the Yal Rosh Chodesh, Bifnei Atzmai. And a regular day, that's Rosh Chodesh, when they brought the Korban Musaf. There used to be a special tekiah b'shas the shir. They used to make 9 tekiahs. Is kach, I would think the same halacha should apply. Kach yiyu toikim, I'll call Musaf a Musaf, maybe when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, like you have 2 Musafim today. Each Musaf has to have its own 9 tekiahs. Talmud Leimon, this apostate says no, over Rosh Chodeshim. The beginning of the month on Rosh Chodesh, that's when you have the tkiyas. Like Rashi says, this pasuk is going to be tkiyas ksiv of yom simchaschem u'mayadechem of Rosh Chodeshem utikatem. And when do we have the tkiyas shofar? Only on Rosh Chodesh. We'll soon see how the tzmashma only one and not two. But I call upon the brayta says clearly that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, even though there are 2 musafim, you only blow the set of 9 tkiyas once and not twice. Is tiyufta the Rabbi Acha tiyufta? It's a kasha and rabacha. Even though before Abacha Dashim Psukim, the Gemara will soon answer, what do we do with his Psukim? But I call upon him here, it's clearly that when you have 2 Musafim, you only have 1 set of Tkiyas. Now the Gemara says, my Tamudui, how do we see it from this Pasuk? Where do we see it from this Pasuk? You only have to have 1 set and not 2. Omer Abaya, Omakro, because the Pasuk says, Uver Roshe Chod Sheichem. At the beginning of the month, it's Rosh Chodesh. So, Hukshu Kol Chadoshim Kulam Zelezeh. We make Ekesh all the months have the same halacha. So just like sometimes the Rosh Chodesh comes down in the middle of the week, and then for sure you only have 1 set of tkiyah for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, so now when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, it has the exact same halacha. you only have one set of tkiyas and not two sets of tkiyas. So that's this of Rosh Chodeshim, we make the tekish of all the months together. Ravashi Yomar, Ravashi a little bit different. Ksiv, the pasuk says Chodeshim, Mashma Rosh Chodesh, one, Uksiv over Rosh, and it says at the head. So we dashin V'yeze Chodesh Yeshlo Shnei Roshim. Which Rosh Chodesh has like two heads, has two inyan to this Rosh Chodesh? Have Yom is there Rosh Hashanah? I would say it means Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah always has two inyanim to it. One inyan is Rosh Chodesh, and one inyan is Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is the one chag that always has two things to it. It's a Rosh Chodesh, plus it's a Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Rachamon is still the pasuk says, Chod Sheichem. The Rosh says it's Chosak Siv, without the Yud, as if to say there's only one Chadhi, there's only one Tkiya, and not two sets of Tkiyas. That's how we learn out from this pasuk, not like a bacha, there's only one set of tkiyas, even though there are two masafim. Versus Vaita, the Yoy Tanya, bring another riot, like not like a bacha. The Yoy Tanya, we learned like this also, that b'cholah shel moed, on cholah moed shel sukkis, what shir did the Levim sing? Perishon, on the first day of, or the first day of cholah moed, the mizma was, mahi waimrim, hobu la'ashem b'nei elim. That was the shir they sang on the first day of cholah moed. Rashi explains why this mizmor. Rashi says that kol mizmor Hashem shayoyim tchilas simchas beis hashoeva. This is the beginning of the simchas beis hashoeva. Da'inu kovod v'yoyz v'yoyse mizmor kila Hashem alamayim Hashem nischamayim. So the first day kol moed, that was the first day of the simchas beis hashoeva. That's why we have this mizmor that we sing v'shas to musafim they bring for this special day of Sukkot, the kabbonis of the first day kol moed Sukkot. B'sheni mahi oimrim, what did they say in the second day? Ulu Rosh Amr Lakim. So Rashi explains that to give Musa to tell people you already came to the Beis Hamikdash, make sure you did tshuva before you come here, or while you're here. U'b'shlishi, the third day, mahi oimrim, miyokim liyimareim. Like, who helps us? In other words, even though in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, Klal Yisrael had tzaros from the Malachim, from the Goyim, still they came to have Simchas Yom Tov by the Beis Hamikdash. B'revi mahi oimrim, binu borim bom. That's what they said the fourth day. So Rashi says, this mizbah talks about inyan, that we have to give matnas anim, and now sukkot is a zman asifa, we have all the tfu in your house, so you have to be careful to make sure you start to give the right amount of matnas anim, of leket shirchopeya. Vaita, bechanish mayroimrim hasiroisi misevel shichmoy. That's what they said on the fifth day. So Rashi says, the divrei tanchumim hu, im tiske betzara, that even though we have tzaros, the Kodesh Baruch comes and saves us. Also, inyan to daven for mayim on Chag HaSukkis, but our tefillah, Kodesh Baruch was mezaker us to have a good year with rain. So Rashi said this also has to do with the inyan of giving maaser oni, because if you don't give maaser oni, you lose Eretz Yisrael. So we want to make sure to keep it. We talk about the mizmah, talks about giving maaser, giving him leket shechopeya. So these are the different mizmorim they sang on each year of Chol HaMoed Sukkot. What about V'yim Chal Shabbos B'yechad Mehem? Let's say when Shabbos comes out, one of these days of Chol HaMoed is Yemoitu Yitche. You skip the last one. The last mizmor you don't say. Rav Safra Monach Lusimon. Rav Safra put a simon to which ones you say. And he says Hum V'ya. In other words, Biru Baram Bom, you say first and then you say Hasiraisi Mesev HaShichmoy like we have here. That's the beis and then the hay. We have Papa Monach Lusimna the opposite way. Hum Havia, that first the hay and then the beis. Like Rashi will explain that this mizbah, first it says Hasiraisi Mesev HaShichmoy, and then at the end of the mizbah talks about Bina Baram Bom. So he says, Taki, you switch around the order. That on the fourth day you say Hasiraisi Mesev HaShichmoy, and on the fifth day you say Bina Baram Bom. So that's the two Simon of the Machlokes between Rav Safra and Rav Papa, in which say do you say the mizmorin? V'simnecha, what's the simon to remember? Amuvoya the Safri. There is a Safri, Rashi learns, that's like a Malamit Tinoikis, like a school teacher. So the Amuvoya means like a gathering of people. Like a school teacher always has that the parents come to speak to him, you have men and ladies there talking to him. So remember, that's this inyan of Amuvoya, that the beis and the hay comes first, that binu, bor and bom, we say first, and then we say, that's like Safra, like a Malamit. That it has people coming together. But our core point on what it says here is that when Shabbos comes out one day, Chol HaMoed, that day we do not say the regular mizmor, but rather we say the Shia Shal Shabbos. So this is Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yacha, Rabbi Chanina, Tiyufta. Here it's another Kasha and Rabacha. Because according to Rabacha, when you have two Musafim, so what? Say two Shiurim. Because you have to have two different sets of Tkiyas. You have to have Tkiyah through Tkiyah 9 times, each one separately. So according to Rabacha, when Shabbos would come out on Chol HaMoed, what Shreya, you have to skip one, don't skip anything. Say two Mizmorim, say the Mizmor of Vino Borim Bom, if it's the fourth day, and also say Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. Since the Brisa says no, when Shabbos comes out on one day Chol HaMoed, that day we do not say any special Mizmor from the Musafim of Chol HaMoed, but rather you say the Shir Shal Shabbos, it's a Rai not like Rabacha, that we only have one set of Tkiyah. Therefore, we only say like one shir, because the tkiyas, the blowing of the shofar, was done while they were saying the shir. So, since you only have one shir, it's right, you only have one set of tkiyas. So, that's a kasha, a second kasha, and Rabacha, Rabbi Chanina. Now, the Gemara asks, Abba Bohor Rabacha, Rabbi Chanina, Kro, Omas Nisa Komer, he brought down psukim before, and a braisi had like his. So, good, a braisi could say it's a machlekis. But he brought down psukim. What do we do with the psukim that Rabacha brought down before? He has good psukim, a riot to what he's saying. How can we say not like him? So Gemara answers, Amar Ravina, loimar shemarichim betkiyas. That he brought down psukim to show you blow more tkiyas doesn't mean you blow two different sets of tkiyas when you have two masafim. It just means when you have two masafim, it's so much simcha that you should be marich. Blow on the second korban, blow them a little bit longer. As if to say today is a special simcha, because we have two korbanos today. But not that you have two separate tkiyas, but you rather have one set of nine, but these nine that you blow them, extend them a little bit longer. Blow each one of them a little bit longer. Rabbonin de Kisri, Mishmei de Rabbi Acha Amri, they say a little bit different. You know what we do with his psukim? Leimer comes to teach us, Shemar bebetoikin. But we have to have more people blowing. The Rashi brings down, you can never have less than two chatzaitzrois. Ein perchzim mishtei chatzaitzrois umitisha kinaris. And at least 9 flutes. That's what you have to have on a regular day when you have the shir. Now today, when you have two musafim, there's an to be marba have more people playing. More people playing the trumpets, more people playing the flutes. But how many sets of tkiyas do we do? We only have the same set of 9 tkiyas. Not more. So that's the maskona, we hold not like Rabacha, we do not say 2 shirim, rather only 1 shir, even though we have 2 musafim that day. Now, Mars Nukasha now. V'yanan anos, living in Chutz Loretz, the Yislon Shrei Yoimi, we have 2 days, Yomtif on Sukkot. The first 2 days is Yomtif for us. Hechi Avdinen. Like, when we daven Shimon Esrei, we say the set of Karbonis in Shimon Esrei. So we know that the first day Yom Tif has 1 set of Karbonis. Now the second day Yom Tif, if it's Chol HaMoed, like in Eretz Yisrael, you say V'yom HaSheni, you say it's special Mizmer here, and you say the special Karbonis that brought that day. Now also in Chutz Loretz, the second day Yom Tif, we're noyig, as if it's Mamash Yom Tif. So we have to say in Shimon Esrei, the same type of Shimon Esrei we say the first day. We say V'yom Chamish also, the Karbonis we brought that day. But what do we do now, our first day Chol HaMoed, which is really the second day Chol HaMoed? Which Mizmor, which Karbonis do we say? So Abaye Omar Sheini Yidcha. Abaye Zadei Nechnami. The second Inyan, the second day is skipped. Because the second day we hold is Yom Tov. The third day, which is our first day Chol HaMoed, really in the Rishis, it's the third day of Yom Tov already. So we can't say the Karbonis of the second day. We rather have to say the Karbonis that are brought on the third day. And we skip the Karbonis of the second day. Rav Ramano Shivi Yidcha. Rav says no. Our first day Chol HaMoed, we say Takav Yom HaSheni, even though really it's the third day, but we say the way we hold right now. And the third day, we say the second, the fourth day, we say the third. And it comes the Shri, the seventh day, that Korban we never say. Because when we come to Hashanah Rabbah, we say the 6 days Korbanus, the 6 day Korbanus. Tani Kavos to Rava, I'll bring you right to Rava, that we had before by the Mizmorim in Chal Shabbos Lios B'Yechad Mehem, when Shabbos comes out of one of the days during Chol HaMoed. The question was, what mizmor, which shir should we say? So we had the Yomaita Yitcha, that the last mizmor, that gets skipped. So we see when Shabbos, when you have to have an interval, a break, we don't skip, we continue on. Just the last day loses out. Here also, the last set of Karbonis, who was supposed to spend the seventh day, that's the set that gets lost out. Every day though, like an hour, our first day Chol HaMoed, we try to say the Karbonis that's brought down B'yom HaSheni. And our second day Chol HaMoed, we say B'yom HaShlishi. And Yom HaShvi, the last one, that's the one that gets skipped. Vaita, of asking the Maisa, we do like this, that asking Amemim Ben Adoi, Amemim made a new takon in Adoi, the Medalge Delugi. You should skip and do two things, like we do. When we say the second day, our first day Chol HaMoed, we say the Kabonis of B'yom HaShani and of B'yom HaShlishi. Because Negei to Chutz Loretz, we have a suffix, maybe it's really Yom Sheni only. But we know really it's Yom Shlishi. Therefore, we do both. We say of Yom HaSheni and of Yom HaShlishi to take away from the Sveikis. So therefore, we don't skip anything. We say them both. That's the lashon of the Medalge Deluge, like we skip, and as we jump around. We say two things the same day. We say of Yom HaSheni and of Yom HaShlishi. So the Mishnah Baita. Yom Tev HaRishon Shachag, the first day of Yom Tev of Sukkis, Hoyu Shom Yud Gimel Purim. The Torah says there are 13 special axes we bring for Musaf on the first day Sukkis. Elim Shnayim, the Torah also says there are two Elim, two rams, Usoy Asir Echad, and one young goat. So now the Lachah is like this. Throughout the whole year we had 24 Mishmarim. The Kanim would divide up into 24 different categories that every week another one did the Mishmar work that week. Achutz, when it came to Gimur Regolim and Yom Tovim, then all the Mishmarim used to bring the Kabbalah together. Now we want to give an equal chance for all the Chav Dal 24 Mishmarim to do the Avodah. So now on Sukkot there were so many Kabbalahs, and the first few days we had much more than 24 Kabbalahs, so we made sure that each Mishmar has the right to bring at least one Korban. So from the first day, from these first Yud Gimel Purim that are brought, we let 13 different Mishmarim, each Mishmar brings one of them. Elim Shnayim Besor Rechet, so together that's 13, 2, 15, and 1 is 16. So far we have 16 Mishmarim that are taken care of. How many are we missing? We're missing another 8, because we're 24 altogether. So 16 we're taken care of. Now, Nishtayim Risham Yud Dalat Kvosim. The Torah still says we have another 14 Kvosim to be brought. 14 for Korban Musa, 14 lambs. Now, Lishmoina Mishmaris, B'yom Rishon. That's for these 8 Mishmarim that didn't have a chance yet. So how do we divide up 14 into 8? Shisho Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 2 of the Mishmarim brings 2 of the Kvosim. So that's 12 of them. The Yashar, the last 2 left over, Echod Echod. The 2 Mishmarim, the last 2 Mishmarim bring 1 and 1. So it comes out that on the first day Sukkis, all the 24 Mishmarim had a chance at least to bring one of the Kabbonis of the Korban Musaf that's brought the first day. There was one Kayin from each Mishmar had a right to bring at least one Korban. That was the first day of Sukkis. Now we know every day of Sukkis, the Purim got one less. The first day was 13 Purim, 13 oxes. On the second day was only 12 Purim. So Basheni, what do we do on the second day? Is Chamisho Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim V'yashar Echad Echad. On the second day it comes out like this. So far you have 12 Purim and 2 Elim, that's 14, and 1 Sawyer is 15. So what you have left over, we need 9 more Mishmarim. So you have 14 to go. So we do out of these 14 is 5 of them. We let bring 2, that's 10. And we have 4 left over. We have Shar Echad Echad, that's how you get your 9. So the leftover 9 Mishmarim, they also come to bring at least something, at least one Korban of the Korban Musaf of the second day. Now, Bishlishi, what do we do the third day of Sukkis? That the Purim now, the third day became one less. There's only 11 Purim. And 2 Elim, that's 13. The Soy Rech is 14. So far we have 14. And we have another 14 Kvasim. But how many more Mishmarim do we have? We only have 10 more Mishmarim. So then we do Dalad Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. 4 Mishmarim brings 2 apiece. The Yashar Echad Echad. Okay, so the next 6 only bring 1 apiece. That's how you have the next 10, so everybody has at least one chance. Privi, what do we do the fourth day? That there's only 13, because there was only 9 Purim, and then 2 Kvasim, and 2 Elim, and 1 Sawyer. So you have together only 13 so far. So at this we have now 11, another 11 to go. Is Shloisha Makriv Mishnayim Shnayim. Three Mishmarim brings two, that's six. V'hashar, the leftover, Echad Echad, brings one apiece. The same thing to say there. V'chamishi, on the fifth day of Sukkis, Shnayim Makriv Mishnayim Shnayim. Two Mishmarim brings two of them. V'hashar Echad Echad. Everybody else brings only one korban apiece. V'hashishi, on the sixth day, Echad Makriv Shnayim. One person brings two, only one mishmar brings two. V'yashar echad echad, the rest brings one apiece. B'shvi, what do you do on the seventh day of Sukkis? Then kulam shavim. Then we only have 14 from the first. Then we only have 10 from the first. In other words, there's only 7 purim and 2 elim and 1 sorry, that's 10. And then we have 14 kvasim, so together that's 24. So each one only brings one korban. One carbon. Each mishmar only brings one carbon on the seventh day. All right, turn over.